No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. John Donne.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents For Whom the Bell Tolls by Ernest Hemingway. Read by Campbell Scott.
Chapter 1. He lay flat on the brown, pine-needled floor of the forest, his chin on his folded arms, and high overhead the wind blew in the tops of the pine trees. The mountainside sloped gently where he lay, but below it was steep, and he could see the dark of the oiled road winding through the pass. There was a stream alongside the road, and far down the pass he saw a mill beside the stream, and the falling water of the dam, white in the summer sunlight. "Is that the mill?" he asked. "Yes. I do not remember it. It was built since you were here. The old mill is farther down, much below the pass." He spread the photostatted military map out on the forest floor and looked at it carefully. The old man looked over his shoulder. He was a short and solid old man in a black pants.